And everyone, beyond the ads, there's the second screen experience across social media, the microblogged color commentary, if you will. Brands like Oreos, they've taken advantage of this and had success leveraging that for real-time viral engagement during the game. Joining us now is David Herman, who is the Twitter sports senior sports partner manager and Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer. David, I would imagine that between the Super Bowl and March Madness, this is perhaps the biggest time of the year for you and for your team. For companies who aren't paying for ad spots in broadcast, as we were just breaking down, how are campaign spends trending for Twitter placements during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and thanks for having me on. You are 100% right in that Twitter thrives in the big event moments, Super Bowl, March Madness, NBA Finals, you name it. What we're seeing right now, just as we're seeing on the linear side with the NFL, conversation is up on Twitter. And that leads to a great story of where advertisers want to be during the Super Bowl itself. So we're seeing great trajectories in terms of the conversation on Twitter, the advertiser interest that follows that conversation, and how those the conversation, the ads, all of the content from the NFL comes together in a seamless fashion on our platform.
David, what is driving that conversation? Why do you think it's up so much compared to, say, last NFL playoffs? I know you guys sent some numbers along. Tweets are up almost 50%, depending on what game you pick. What's driving that increase?
Yeah, I think a few things. One, the product is fantastic on the field. The games are close. The player storylines, Joe Burrow, Odell Beckham, LA, the Rams, all of that plays into this exciting playoffs that we've seen. But all season long, we've had an increase in conversation and seen more and more consumption of NFL content. And again, product, the games themselves are number one. Storylines, whether they're about the game or not, are always in the news these days related to the NFL. And that's going to help drive conversation forward. And separately, we've spent many, many years with our partners at the NFL cultivating this NFL Twitter community. And I think we're seeing the fruits of that work, sort of, or the labor of that work pay off a little bit. And sort of everyone coming together and understanding that Twitter is the place you want to be to talk about the NFL. And that's also 100% credit to the NFL's team and all of their broadcast partners for helping to pull all of the content together that we see on Twitter as well to help spur that conversation at the end of the day.
David, how are you thinking about maintaining that momentum and engagement that you gain on the platform during these tentpole sports events, even during times when there isn't a major game happening or coming up in the near term?
Yeah, it's a great question. And look, what we try to do around tentpole events, as we call them, right, is work with our partners on activations that are special and unique. You guys ran a little clip of our preview of tweets on the roof of SoFi Stadium coming up. We worked together closely in recent events this year, College Football Championship with the NHL, MLB, to sort of spur on unique activations that help bring users and connect them to events in unique ways. And we hope that connection at the big events helps users stay along for the conversation and the ride in the off season until the season gets going again. And that excitement to keep their connection and involvement with the sports, athletes, teams they love. So we're all about celebrating users and celebrating the conversation that occurs on our platform. We use the tentpole events to do that in hopes that we recognize what everyone has done all season long and keep them engaged and excited for the off season. But I will say there isn't much of an off season anymore. We have the draft coming, especially in the NFL, the draft coming up, the combine schedule release shortly thereafter. The NFL has really created this full year-round timeline. It's very little downtime, and that's the same for the conversation on Twitter as well.
And David, part of your partnership with the NFL includes some Twitter spaces, and we've seen that space take off a little bit with college football and kind of almost a sports talk radio sense. I'm curious how you guys have sort of evaluated what's happening with sports and Twitter spaces, and is there any room for partnerships that kind of come with sports talk radio? Is that where Twitter spaces may be headed? How are you guys sort of evaluating that part of the platform?
Yeah, thanks for bringing spaces up. It's one of our newest products, obviously. Social audio in our space across the board is picking up steam. We're excited about spaces because it's another way to communicate on the platform, right? Tweeting can be difficult and a hard barrier to entry for some people. Audio and sort of the conversation that audio brings can sometimes be easier. And so we see the college football example is a great one to take a line from our head of sports, TJ. College football fans are absolutely crazy, and Spaces was the perfect place to show off and kind of display that craziness and fandom. And I think it fits itself, Spaces fits very well in sort of the sports media broadcasting landscape, as you just mentioned, especially with radio, think podcasts. It's some sort of a hybrid of all of those things. So we're going to be spending a lot of time in the next couple months with all of our partners on education around Spaces, how to get the most out of them, and when to use them, and when maybe when not to use them. So we think it's going to be a huge part of the ecosystem, and we're excited for our partners to dig in more fully. We will have a space coming up the end of this weekend with the NFL as part of our partnership leading into the Super Bowl, which we're super excited about. And we've been doing them all season long as well. So it's a great new format, and we're excited to see it continue to develop, because it's relatively new still. It's less than a year old, or just about a year old. And that's new from a product perspective, and getting users engaged in a new format like audio on our platform.
All right. Certainly a lot of hot takes during the game that could be popping off on Twitter Spaces. David Herman, Twitter Senior Sports Partner Manager, and Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer joining us here ahead of the big game to break down what's going to be taking place on that second screen experience. I appreciate the time.